And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of February, 2025. The month of February has been claimed as Potato Lovers Month, as well as Sweet Potato Month, and also Grapefruit Month. So let's see how many potatoes, sweet potatoes, and grapefruit we can eat during this month of February. Today is the birthday of Ruben Albarrán, born on this day in 1967. Ruben Albarrán has been known as the lead singer of legendary Mexican rock group Café Tacuba for 24 years and has been referred to as the leader of the Revolución Vegetariana. Ruben said, "My impulse to become a vegan came from a documentary about rastros, which is what they call slaughterhouses in Mexico. And in this documentary, you could see the cruelty that the animals suffered and the way in which they killed them and how they leave them to bleed out. And from that moment on, I decided to stop eating them. Animals are our brothers, and we can't keep using them and causing them pain." The publication of Animal Revolution, Changing Attitudes Towards Speciesism by Richard D. Ryder was on this day in 2000. The animal rights movement is well established across the globe and continues to gain momentum, with animal experimentation for medical research high on the agenda and very much in the news. This pioneering book, a historical survey of the relationship between humans and non-humans, paved the way for these developments. Dr. Richard D. Ryder is a psychologist, ethicist, historian, and political campaigner. He is also a past chairman of the RSPCA. His other books include Victims of Science, The Use of Animals in Research, The Political Animal, The Conquest of Speciesism, and Animal Welfare and the Environment. As Mellon Professor, he taught animal welfare at Tulane University. The publication of Free the Animals, 20th Anniversary Edition by Ingrid Newkirk was on this day in 2012. This amazing true story is a shattering account of one woman's struggle against the forces supporting the abuse of animals. Free the Animals, with an introduction by Chrissy Hind, is the story of Valerie, a 23-year-old police officer in Montgomery County, Maryland, whose world was turned upside down when she learned about the abuses of animals in laboratories. The book describes how this law-abiding woman came to challenge the system by taking direct action and examines why ordinary people are moved to do extraordinary things on behalf of animals. The publication of Changing the Game by Norman Phelps was on this day in 2015. In this book, Norman Phelps argues that faced with the overwhelming wealth and power of the animal exploitation industries, animal activists are like David trying to stand up to Goliath. But rather than following the unsuccessful strategies of the past, Phelps proposes that we change the game by adopting David's strategy of refusing to play by Goliath's rules. Additional essays explore class and race in animal advocacy, the place of public policy versus private morality in creating social change, and the unyielding barrier of human exceptionalism. Today is the birthday of vegan business Dough Donuts and Ice Cream, which opened on this day in 2016. Dough is a woman-owned small business located in Portland, Oregon. Dough specializes in artisanal vegan donuts and ice creams, made from scratch with local, fresh, and sometimes unusual ingredients. The publication of Enter the Animal, Cross-Species Perspectives on Grief and Spirituality by Taya Brooks Preback was on this day in 2021. Enter the Animal is a fascinating journey into the hearts and minds of non-human animals and our shared capacities for experiencing a wide variety of deep and rich emotions. Employing an impressively broad scope of interdisciplinary research, this most important and forward-looking book offers a lucid, engrossing, and insightful exploration of the capacities for grief and spiritual engagement that humans share with other animals. And on this day in 2022, How I Vegan podcast, hosted by Wes and Matthew, published their first episode. These two charming gentlemen bring authenticity and humor to the vegan journey as they converse with many colorful vegans. Check out How I Vegan podcast. And here's a poem for today, February Twilight by Sarah Teasdale. I stood beside a hill, smooth with new-laid snow. A single star looked out from the cold evening glow. There was no other creature that saw what I could see. I stood and watched the evening star as long as it watched me. February Twilight by Sarah Teasdale. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to eat plants and protect animals.